From Marketplace, I'm David Brancaccio. The National Association of Realtors will give us an update later today on existing home sales during November. These have been tracking at levels last seen in 2007, before the Great Recession, but that's not the whole story, as Marketplace's Annie Baxter reports.
The housing market has improved a lot in recent years.
But we're not where we should be. We really are not.
Housing economist Elliot Eisenberg says there are too few homes for sale, partly because some owners refinanced and now feel locked into their low mortgage rates. With supply low, prices are rising, which is mostly good. But Eisenberg says prices may be climbing too fast.
These house price increases exceed income increases.
He says there aren't enough affordable entry-level homes. And as interest rates rise, move-up buyers face challenges too. Take Matthew Shemp. He and his wife hope to sell their condo in West St. Paul, Minnesota in the spring. But rising mortgage rates mean their family of four might have to make do with one bathroom, not two, in their next home.
We can only afford a mortgage payment that's so large.
Elliot Eisenberg says housing affordability would improve and sales would bump up if there were more new home construction coming online. But
there's a shortage of land and there's a shortage of labor. The only fix is more construction, but it doesn't come.
So Eisenberg says the housing shortage continues. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.